Okay, we are at class number 11 of our Spiritual Power for Success Momentum. Today's date is February 2nd, 2017. So Barb, while we're waiting for Mary, let's have you go ahead and start your alignment protocol, and hopefully she'll come join us soon.
Okay, I had already started, so I'll keep going.
Okay, have you felt their presence? Are we ready to just go ahead and have me ask you about that, or do you want a few more minutes to go over a certain point?
I need a minute or so to get the transmissions of grace in here.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, good. So why don't you go ahead and describe it to me as to what you are experiencing.
Well, it's a whole body tingling.
Wonderful.
And it was sort of an instantaneous everywhere. It wasn't a creeping up from my feet. It was just everywhere.
That is so fabulous.
And, yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. So,
I'll say.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to hop off for a minute and see if I'm going to call Mary and see if there's something wrong. Okay, I'll be right back. Just one second. Thank you. Well, this is our class number 11 of the soul. Let's see, what is this called? Spiritual Power. I'm doing so many things right now. I forgot the name of it. Spiritual Power for Success Momentum. And today's date is February the 2nd, 2017. And Mary is with us.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just. I don't know. I got a busy signal, and then I was told I would be joined in the conference, and then I got a dial tone. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. These things do happen.
It must have been when she flashed off.
What?
It must have been when she flashed on and then flashed off.
Yeah, yeah. Mary, go ahead and do your alignment. Or do you feel like you, I think we should just get started because we're running a little late. Is that okay with you,
yes.
Mary?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. But Barb had a breakthrough with her soul alignment. Do you want to just briefly say what happened for you when you did your whole protocol, Barb?
Well, when I called on the transmissions of grace, I just felt a total body tingling all at once. And not
Ooh.
Just creep up from my toes. So that was pretty cool.
It is. Okay. Are you all right, Mary? Do you need to say anything to get present or for us to... Actually, you know what? I don't feel good about not having you do your soul alignment. And you're pretty quick with it. So why don't you go ahead and do your protocol. And in the meantime, Barb... you're in the Facebook group, right, Barb? Both of you are? Okay, good. So just go ahead, Mary, and beam up Scotty and let me know when you have the connection.
All righty. Okay.
Wonderful. And how does it feel? Describe it to us.
Oh, it's a delicious being wrapped in this golden cocoon. And my guardian angels and my spirit guides are saying, yeah, we got this, you got this, the next right thing. Here we go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, well, it's true. We all have got this. They are with us. I'm getting ready to do this big summit interview, as you know, which is why we're going to end a little earlier. And I've just been getting such downloads. It's like I can barely feel my chair. So something must be going on today. So, okay, so let's really hop in immediately with the review. And as you noticed in the Facebook group, there are two documents that we're going to be working with that you've worked with in the past. One, and I've uploaded them both, so if you can't get your hands on them easily, they're right there at the top underneath our signature graphic there. We're going to be just taking a brief look at this cycle of quitting. We're going to go ahead and look at the Linda Sturdivant's her script is probably the best way to say it. And then I'm going to be going over a lot of new things with you. You'll see where it says for class 11, good vibes activators. Do you see that?
Yes.
Sasha?
Yes.
You sound like you're digitized on my end.
Barb, why don't you call Barb, do I sound that way to you?
No, you don't sound
okay,
good to me.
Mary, okay, Mary, call back in, hon. Just hang up and call back in. So this, so you see the good vibes one, right, Barb?
Yes, and it made me think of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations song.
Exactly, and that's probably a very good trigger to remember it by. And then thank you, Barb, for doing your completion project. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I will tonight. Is there anything about that you have any questions about so I can give you some coaching before we go any further?
Things seem to be coming along. It's a little bit of a roller coaster. But the guy, his name's Matt, the web developer, I wrote out a script to leave, you know, I had put in a proposal. He had said it was too much. I put in an abbreviated proposal, and that's the last
right.
I heard. And so I wrote out a script of if I got him live and if I left a message. I left a message early this morning, and haven't had any response. So,
okay. So when you say you wrote out a script, tell me a little bit more about that, please.
So that I had my questions planned. When he would say such and such, well, then I would say, there had been a sense of urgency. Has that changed?
Good, I understand. Very good, very good. You're being prepared. Excellent. How do I sound now, Mary?
Better, better.
Okay. So it's still digital-like? It's not clear?
There was a little undertone of digital before, but now it's gone.
Okay, great. Okay. So, Barb, in order for you to reach your completion outcome, what are you going to do?
I have a client who has been a little bit on hold because she needed to accomplish some things. And I think now she has, and so I can reach out to her and see if we can wrap that up in the next several days. And that will help me surpass the goal by a little bit.
Okay. And what else? What else can you do but other than her? That's one person.
Well, the academic group that I was doing with, and I got them to pay their $500 commencement fee.
When you said you got them, does that mean that you did receive it?
I did, yes.
Oh, yay! Thank God!
Yay.
Woo-hoo!
So now, I had sent them an update of where I was with some questions, and so today I sent it to them again with a question of how would you like me to proceed and should we set up a call?
Let me stop you. All I'm interested in, and if this pertains to that, okay, it's just I want to make sure. All that I'm interested in is what your lead generation for income strategies are going to be so that you reach your magic number next week when we have our completion session. So is what you're describing to me going to be that?
It probably wouldn't come in time. I mean, they owe $1,000.
Oh, okay. Now, your completion project, your evidence of completion, you were going to include as your evidence of completion this contract that just paid you the $500, right? But
no.
Anything else? No?
No. I was including the workshop for $625 that's going to happen in March, and that I hope the contract will actually arrive before next week. But that was the one I was including. So
okay. Okay, go ahead.
So when this other academic project that they've paid me $500 for, when that reaches completion will be another $1,000.
Okay, so what do you want as your evidence of completion where you can say, yes, there is no doubt in my mind I made my completion project successfully? Sounds like both of those are too open-ended. So have you changed your evidence of completion?
Well, I changed it to money in hand plus firm commitments.
Well, firm commitments are never firm until it's money in hand. Okay, so what I want you to do, Barb, is to go back to that evidence of completion and rework your project so that it is something that you know is definite. There are no maybes to it. You're going to reach for maybe more lead generation and reaching out with calls, which is, you know, part of what we're going to be talking about today. So those would be the opportunity for new point of sale, so to speak. But it sounds like those two don't fall into this category. Do you see what I mean?
Which category do they not fit into? They aren't money in hand, but they are already hot leads. I mean, they're already
hot leads. Oh, okay, so how do you want to word your evidence of completion? Because hot leads mean nothing, and Mary is the perfect, the perfect,
child.
Yeah, there you go, the perfect poster child. So hot leads is nothing more than an exciting possibility in your imagination. See what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm going to come back to you. I want you to do some note-taking, please, where you write down the wording so that when we come to our final class, you can say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't, but I love myself anyway. Okay?
Right.
There is no such thing as a firm commitment. People change their minds. People don't know what they mean when they say what they say. It's amazing, but that's the way life is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your your challenge, invitation, self-love, action focus is to be reaching out to new people through the interviews and through picking up the phone and just talking to people to find out, using Linda's structure in one form or another, so that you can let people know what you do. You see what I mean, Barb?
Yes.
So to go back to the many people that you've met on your networking experiences and some of your events, and, you know, to even go back to your mastermind of Katrina's and just let people know what you're doing and be interested in what they're doing. So it's never about, would you help me, without also being available for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, so do you have any questions about what I'm asking you to do regarding refining a really clear, measurable, that's the key word for you, Barbara dear, is measurable.
Yes.
And do you know what I'm asking you to do?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll come back to you in a little bit just to see how you're wording it so I can support you with that. Okay. What's up with you, Mary, in terms of any support you need towards your Golden Globe final project celebration success, Dancing with the Stars thing?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I did some dancing last weekend and made some, you know, new connections, met some new people.
Down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm writing something, and I could use you. So I've been following up, calling, and sent email with the link to my scheduler. And so it's just the way Barb is saying, hot leads, but nobody has, you know, given me a credit card or anything like that. So how do I rewrite my evidence of completion when I had this big idea of, if I just sell one, that's $997, but I can't. So far, I'm making phone calls and sending to my list, and that'd be a great idea, but I don't have commitments. I don't have
right. Okay.
Delivered.
Yes. Right. So have there been people who you've told about the program, and have they expressed an interest?
They said that they had a big project, and I said, well, I have something that I'd love to talk to you about more. It's a 6 month so that we could accomplish what you want in that time frame, and sent them. I talked to them about getting the time set up and sent them a link, but it was all in the context of, you know, the 3 days where we had activities, da 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 da. And so I have talked to people, but I haven't had a lengthy conversation with anyone.
Have you talked to them with the invitation to have a strategy session with you?
Oh yes.
And what happened with that?
And that was, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And I had my postcards down there that with the link to my strategy session, and my business cards were, there was a pile there. I saw a lot of people picking them up. And the cards that I have, and especially the ones that I had a conversation with someone, I have emailed, and I have reached out with one of the ones that had phone numbers on them. So
you've put out invitations. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I've been visualizing, you know, when they call me back, this is what we're going to talk about. So I've done Humanly and the subliminal.
Yeah. So your the messages, when was the last time you called to leave messages for them?
Yesterday.
Okay. And have you done follow-up emails to support those messages?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So what I would suggest you do is to wait until Saturday. And on Saturday, call them on Saturday. And when you leave a message, leave something that you remember about them, what their burning desire was, what was really important to them, what was the point of them going to this event? You know, what was it that they felt that event would give them that they even made the trip? You see what I mean?
Yes.
So you want to leave a message for them as if you were actually talking to them, sitting or standing right in front of you. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. And also, you know, this week for both of you is really going to be about picking up the phone and just calling people that you know. There is no way around it. You know, I am gearing up to do a campaign at some point really soon, and I know that that's what it's going to be about. You know, if we do not pick up that phone or make the commitment that we're going to contact people and just keep talking about what we're doing, then we really are not doing what it takes. That's why, Katrina Sala talks about 50 contacts a day. Suzanne Evans talks about 100 people a week that you talk to, where you're asking people to work with you, not just making contact and saying hi and seeing what they're doing and what you're doing, but actually going into the next phase of it, which is to ask them to work with you. So I'm saying this to you because I don't want you guys to be upset with yourselves. You have to realize that this is the biggest part of being in business and why the focus always has to be, above all else, actually being in front of somebody and talking to them with the intention of sharing your mission in your business, you know, sharing your excitement about what your products and services offer. So, Mary, for you, it really might be about you getting on your, you've got to at least have over 100 or 200 of contacts. If you were to go through your business cards, go through the networking people that you've met over the last few years, and just make a list of all of them and just call. And
yes.
You could leave messages that just simply say, you could either choose to leave a message or not choose to leave a message, but attempt to reach them the next day at a different time. Or you can leave a message which simply says, it's the beginning of the year, I'm building my community of colleagues where we support each other's business. Please give me a call back. I'd love to talk to you to see what you're working on, how you're doing, especially with the changes that are going on in the country. You know, just how are you? Who are you? You know, that kind of conversation, right?
Right. Right.
And it may seem, and of course this is the same for you, Barb, and it may seem, you know, chaotic, it may seem like you're shooting in the dark. You are shooting in the dark. You've done your inner work, which we're going to talk about more today. You've done your inner work, and then the rest is let go and let God. All we're supposed to do is work on ourselves as best as we can so that we are both soul and what I call ego aligned. We'll talk a little bit more about that too. So that we know that we've got as much of a control over being the person that we need to be to manifest the goal that we want to manifest. And then after that, it's really, 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 really and truly out of our hands. Okay, does that help?
Yes.
Now for both of you, it's really a matter of having a different relationship with your attitude of prospecting, which is part of what we started talking about last time, when I gave you that Suzanne Evans graphic of a cycle of quitting, because this starts to give you an idea of what goes on inside of you and what goes on inside of them that stops the fail from happening, because we get stopped by the objections, right? And the piece that I'm adding today on top of that is, it really is a matter of doing the numbers of calling, 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 calling. So we've just, you know, landed on planet Earth for entrepreneurs here. This is where the rubber meets the road. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now, the good news is that the more you understand your mission and what you're excited about in being in business, which I touched upon a little bit towards the end of our last session. Have both of you listened back to last session's recording?
Yes.
I reviewed the notes that I made.
Yeah, reading notes
I take a lot of notes.
Okay, it's just that I know it's asking a lot, but I really was hoping that this course would really present itself as, you know, life not as normal, that you're really pouring yourself into it and listening to the recording. And I know that it's long. You know, I'm hoping that you will listen to this recording before the end of the course, because there are things that you hear when a replay is going on that you might not catch in the notes. Did you have that experience, by the way, Mary?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
was
yes.
There a reason? Good. Was there a reason why, Barb, you didn't listen to it? I'm not beating you up here. It's just my commitment to you, Barb, is that you have the experience of what it is to really embrace wanting this business of yours to work. And this course was all about giving you your best exposure into what it takes internally and externally, you know?
Right.
So, and it's okay, just please be honest. Tell, because we'll all learn from it. Why did you not listen to the replay of the class?
Just a time thing, you know. You and I had a session, then we had this session, then we did a Q&A session. And
okay, so time-wise. Okay, I understand. For this last week, I'm just asking the two of you to eat, drink, and breathe this course.
Okay.
You know what that means?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
That means that if we're not on a call, we're figuring out who to call next and reviewing what we said on the last call and doing what it takes to
implement. Yeah, implement. And for you, Barb, what does it mean to you when I say eat, drink, and breathe this course?
Make it top priority and put everything else aside as much as possible.
Exactly, so that the principles are churning around in there, and you know what you focus upon expands. So the more you've got these paradigms shifting through you and exercises top of mind, opportunities will come. And that's what I want for you, opportunities to see the truth of what we're doing in this course, and also opportunities for you to use the tools of this course. So that's my suggestion, as best as you can. Okay, let's, good. And thank you for understanding my passion. I'm sure you know that it's because of my commitment to you. I hear both of you in my head saying, I did it, I did it, I got my project. That's what I'm visualizing. You know, I keep waking up my cat with my exuberance over here. she keeps looking at me like, what? Okay, let's talk about the new grounding exercise. How did you all do this time using the one that has the tree trunk and the beautiful rich roots reaching down?
I really like it.
I concentrated. Go, Barb.
Oh, I really liked it, and I did the prayers immediately after. And in fact, one of the times I felt so, I don't know, into it that I did the prayers twice right after the grounding.
Wonderful. And how did the prayers make you feel?
I'm being open to them and listening for words that connect with me and that prompt a feeling. I haven't felt any earth-shaking shifts, but I'm depending on, I'm believing that shifts are occurring.
Do you have any evidence that shifts are occurring?
The prayers are becoming more familiar.
Yeah.
And I can do parts of them to myself at random times. So I guess that familiarity is the evidence that I have at this point.
Okay. How do they make you feel? How do the words make you feel when you say them? Do you have any experience of like a before or after, even if it's subtle?
I have been doing the scans before and after.
Good.
The grounding is so relaxing. That's the shift that I feel, and I know that's not the shift I'm going for, but that's the shift of just being totally, totally, totally relaxed and sort of ragdoll relaxed.
Okay. And what about your moods and your motivation? Do you see any shifts in that from doing the prayers?
Some energizing, yes, being ready to tackle the next thing.
Well, that's huge right there. That's huge right there. Do you see that?
Okay. All right.
Do you see that? I mean, I don't want it just to be my reality. When you think about a scenario of how you were feeling at a time, and then you did the prayers, and then how that made you feel. Is there anything there that you see as, yeah, you know, it did affect me?
I guess I've been looking for feelings of having released energy back into the world, into the universe.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, that's the end of each prayer. Or at least the forgiveness prayers. You know, I forgive myself, I forgive others, whatever, and I release this energy back into the universe for recycling for the best use.
The whole point of this, these kinds of focuses and prayers and techniques is to see a shift within you. A shift within you that plays out in the world where you are showing up more the way you want to, more of the way that you have the spiritual power and the alignment to do the things that you want to do in the world. So I'm going to ask you to give more attention to observing how you feel about doing something after you do the prayers, or how you feel about yourself after doing the prayers. You know what I mean, Barb?
Yes, yes.
Because the last thing that we want is to be doing this stuff without any evidence that anything's happening. That's why I'm always asking you both, how did it make you feel? What did you notice? What is your evidence? Because I'm not interested in blind faith about some things. Other things I am, but not these kinds of things, because there are so many exercises and techniques and beliefs that are out there that unless we try them on, why choose them? You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Good. Anything else about that that you want to share regarding the prayers and the new grounding technique?
Because there are so many tools, are you suggesting, I think you're suggesting, take what works and go with it. And if it's not working and you've given it the good college try, then let that go. Let that tool, that technique go, for now anyway.
Yes, but the operative phrase which you so accurately included was give it, really go for it. Really give it that good college try. Don't do it superficially. Don't customize it too much off of the way I've taught it, but really give it a go. And some of these things are so subtle that it takes time for it to show its impact.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? Now those prayers have a lot to them, so I would like you to continue doing them at least through to the end of this program, if you don't mind, because I just want you to get the best that they have to offer.
Right.
Okay. So my last question for you, Barb, and then I'll turn to you, Mary dear, is what evidences of momentum do you have, Barb, from our last session?
Evidences of momentum. I was part of the Bonnie Grossel Entrepreneur Mastery Summit. And my segment was on Saturday. And I have gotten several opt-ins and, in fact, have an appointment for a phone call.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
Totally awesome.
And I also was a guest blogger last week, and saw evidence of feedback. You know, sometimes Facebook things just lie there, and I did get some back and forth. So
that's great. It's called engagement. It's called engagement. So you got some engagement.
Right. Right.
That's fabulous. Yeah, you're planting seeds, Barb, dear, and this is what it takes, and you're doing it. So now the opt-ins, what's the next step for you with those opt-ins?
They are in an autoresponder loop, but I'm going to sort of interrupt that that loop and contact them directly to try to, you know, to try to be more, even more welcoming and more engaging, and find out if they have questions about the freebies, or if they use the freebies, or what their motivation was to actually opt in.
That's great. You're right on track. So the only thing that I would add in there is that your intention is to see if they are working on a project where you could be of service to them.
Aha. Yep, yep. Like Mary.
What do you mean, like Mary?
That Mary's been talking to people who have projects that they need to do.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
A foot.
You know, so I would not spend too much time with the small talk with them. I would create a script for yourself that's pretty much exactly like what Linda Sturvident has laid out in her flashcards, mm-hmm. where you want to find out that question when it comes to your business, or when it comes to your whatever project, when you find out whatever project they're working on, or if they don't have a project, if they would like to get involved with the project, if they could, you know, put aside the time and had whatever would motivate them to do it, what project would they like to do? And then you go into the script of Linda's, where she says, when it comes to your, we'll say the word business, when it comes to your business, what concerns you more, this or that, or something like that. You see what I mean?
Yep, yep, yep.
So you want to keep the purpose of your call very specific, and that purpose is, my job is to let people know that my services can help them, and I want to help them if they need my help. That's all of our purpose, is to find out if they need our help and to tell them about what you can do and to make your offer.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point is for you to give them a sense that when you call, it's definitely to welcome them in and to help them know what it is they really want to do. And then if they're kind of noncommittal about a project, then you're going to help them get their desire factor up.
Mm-hmm.
Encouraging them to, you know, don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow never comes kind of thing.
Right, right.
So tell me what you heard me say, Barb, with regards to taking action on those calls.
To contact them and be welcoming, don't spend a lot of time on small talk, ask them what prompted them to opt in, what their interests are, if they have a project going on, what that is, and listen for how I might be able to help them, offering my help, and making my offer a call to action.
Right, exactly. So you're going to be combining a little bit of those interview questions.
Yep, yep.
and a little bit of what Linda Stervident does in her scripting, so that you are really using the enrollment conversation process of finding out what it is they need, having them imagine what it would be like if they had what they needed, letting them know that you have services that will help them get what they need, and then making your offer, and then taking your stance as the expert who is there to help them through their objections, because you're there to be of service for them to be committed to having what they say they want.
Yes.
So, does that make sense, what I just said, that whole roadmap that I just laid out?
Yes, and if I can toss something in here, that web designer had specific questions, and there was a sense of urgency. And so what is it that has derailed our process? And,
yeah.
You know, did he find someone else? Or, you know, I'm not going to drop my price any farther. And if he's going to be a putz about it, then I don't want to work with him.
That's right. You have no idea. I mean, what was your last communication from him? Not when, what?
Oh, just that communication that my proposal for a workshop was overkill, and they just needed some answers and maybe an ongoing on-call relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you and I talked about that last week, and that's been it. So did he find answers elsewhere? Well, if he did and found them cheaper, then more power to him. But his questions definitely had important legal implications for his company. And I said that in the message that I left. So
good.
We'll see.
So you left a voicemail message saying that, as well as writing an email. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I think that you've gone as far as you can go, and that is why it's so important to just keep going and have your list of people that are prospects.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the challenges is, I think I think one of the things that can help when there's a sense of somebody getting back to you or having to do a follow-up call or something like that is they need to know what their homework is, so to speak, what it is that they are saying they need to do before they can give you an answer. So if it's somebody who's saying, I have to talk to my spouse, or if somebody is saying, I need to discuss it with my department head, then to clarify before you get off the phone with them what their understanding is about what they're investigating, information that they're gathering.
Okay.
So that you know what page they're on and they know what page they're on.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to keeping it too open-ended, because when it's too open-ended, like, I'll get back to you, without any commitment as to what they're going to be doing between the time that they hang up with you and when they're supposed to get back to you, without that being more formed there is less commitment to pursue taking the steps to make a decision and then getting back to you. You see what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So that would be the only thing that I can think to add. Do you have anything? Do you understand what I just said, Mary, also?
Yes.
Okay. But if you are definitely in motion, Barb, and that's where we're at right now, is stirring up the dust to find out which direction you want to go in and where is the hot ember, you know, which would become the kind of product or service that you would sell. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Good. So your job, Barb, is to compile lists, you know, just like what you learned with Katrina, and to go and just call people using either the interview process or the welcome to the family process, you know. And just also as colleagues to use the process of, you know, potential referrals. Tell me what's going on in your business. How can I support you? This is what's going on in my business. This is how you could support me. You know, a referral networking conversation.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good, good. And then you're also going to put together that evidence of procedure, the evidence of completion, so that we know and you know what it is that you want as your absolute, this is it, non-negotiable evidence that I won my completion project, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, same questions for you, Mary, darling. What is it that you need for your project? How did you do with the new grounding technique? What was your experience with the prayers and evidence of momentum?
Well, I have been doing the grounding with Crystal in the morning. I absolutely love that, how it sets up my day. And it was really helpful down in L.A. that I definitely was feeling centered and present in a new situation and said the prayers at night. And what I noticed was that the prayers penetrated. I felt them in my body. And when we were doing the exercises in the 3-day, and there was one where people, without saying anything, people gave a 3 words about what they saw in us. And I can't tell you how many times people said, I see confidence, I see professional expertise, and that you have compassion for who wants to work with you.
Wonderful.
And I was just like, oh, I hope I don't turn into a puddle here. And
yeah.
That was, so the confidence was just like, oh boy, is that new behavior, but I'm lapping it up and I'm owning it.
Yes. Well, you've worked very hard for that.
Yeah.
But that's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. And so evidence of land is, when we did have conversations, oh, you're the writer? I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, where did that come from? Did that come from the leader saying that she had a writer resource person?
No. She never said anything from the stage. But someone who was on stage for an hour, who we are both in the Come Out of Hiding and Shine anthology, she mentioned me from the stage.
Great.
And that was really great, an acknowledgement. And so when I did have an opportunity to say, yes, I am the writer and I can help you with your story, because the leader did talk about story and building relationships by being transparent in how you show up in social media and that kind of thing. So when I had the opportunity, I did exchange cards with people and invited them to have a discovery session. So I was being proactive as much as I could.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so what about momentum? That is a lot of momentum. Is there anything else that you can see? Go ahead.
That is my evidence of land and my momentum.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm following up on as much as possible.
The only thing that I could think that you might want to do with those people, how many people did you get contacts for?
I've got a dozen new people as well as a deeper relationship with four people that I had met at another event. But this was only the second time I'd seen them in person. I've had, so it's the third contact, because there was a Zoom call that we were on.
Okay. The only thing that I can think at the moment that you might want to add with regards to the people that you met down there is, like I said, go ahead and give them calls on Saturday with another email. And then you might want to spend the money, you know, go to a dollar store and see if you can get some cards that look good. And just send them a card with your business card put in there and anything that you can remember about them. You know, you could say, I know that everybody's so busy these days. However, you really made an impression on me. And I would welcome the opportunity to find more about what you're working on. And you seemed so excited about the idea of X, Y, and Z. And
That's a great idea, but none of these have a mailing address on them.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you get the idea, though.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Maybe you could do that in a third email after Saturday. Katrina's method is, you know, follow up with three emails and then you're done. You know, three phone calls, three emails, and then you move on. Okay. So,
excuse me, Mary. You are so creative. Your the images you include in your posts are so beautiful that I think you could probably create a very pretty email-like card to send to people, even if you don't have their U.S. mailing addresses, kind of thing.
That's true. I could make a special kind of email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yours are always so beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Mary, in terms of your evidence of completion for your project, what does your heart want?
My heart wants to launch this program to do a longer piece. And but I've also made a commitment to do a live event here on the coast side, and I want to get people excited about that. So then
I would suggest that you go back to your intuition exercises of talking to you know, create an energy construct, a symbol of this project, this completion project, and talk to it the way that we've discussed ever since the summer course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just keep asking questions. Questions like, do you want me to continue pursuing for completion enrolling one person? What is it that you want? And how can I help you to get that? That sort of question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Now, another thing that I did while you all were talking is if you go back to the Facebook group, I just added a different version of Linda's flashcard. So let's go and take a look at that real quick, because this will help you with your calls. Barb, have you done any interview calls or anything like that?
Not specifically. I always keep that going when I meet someone. And so I was
okay.
At an event last night, and so I was able to approach it in that.
Okay. However, between now and the end of the course, are you willing to pick up the phone and make calls?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because if you don't do that, it just limits your reach. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so if you refresh your web pages and you look at what I added underneath our signature graphic, it says version 2, her flashcards version 2. So if you could just open that up in the preview mode, you should be able to see it. And let me know when you both have yours open.
Yep.
Okay, you had already added this, right?
I just added it.
Earlier
today. There are two. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a new one that I just added.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Okay, good. So let's have you open that up and go down to that page 2, where it says the reason. Do you both see that?
The reason I'm calling.
Yeah, the step 2. Then underneath that is step 3, establish rapport and identify needs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the part where you can start implementing what we just talked about. You want to find out more about what they're doing and what challenges they might be facing about what they're doing. And also, you could go the opposite direction of starting to tap their ideal vision and activate their sense of passion, which would be, what do you love most about that sort of thing, you know, that they, the fill in the blank, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, when you know what their complication is, like if you, Barb, had talked to your website guy and had this kind of information, you could say to him, well, how would it feel? Or what would it be like if you and your team had X, Y, and Z?
Yep.
And find out more about how important is that to him and what kind of timeline does he have? Now I'm in the section that says get her dreaming question.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask both of you to, well, and also this, if we scroll down to page 3 on that same document, this make the connection and extend an invitation is really important as you stand in the mindset that your job is to help them be committed to what they say they want. And if they change their mind, that's great. But let's at least identify that they have moved off of their commitment. Do you understand what I just said, both of you? Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, and you see me doing that with you with regards to what is the evidence completion for your project,
mm-hmm.
and do you want to keep that project? It's critical to know what you want, and it's critical to know how committed you are to what you want, because people start becoming less courageous, less confident, when they shouldn't be, because the problem was that they weren't necessarily clear enough about how committed they were to it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think this version number 2 of hers is going to give you both some additional wording when you go ahead and reach out and say, I've been thinking of you. I found your business card. I'd like to set up a time and just see what's going on in your business right now and see how we can support each other. Or I met you at the event and I was just so touched by how passionate you were about wanting to write about blah, blah, blah. I wanted to set up a time, or if you have time now. And then if they have time now, you just lunge in and you say, what is that project that you were telling me about? Is that still front burner for you?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, yeah, no, I still would really like to do it. And then you could say, I'd like to ask you a few questions about that. Is that okay with you? I'm right now on step 2 of that document. Do you see where I am?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just, did a creative dance around the reason I'm calling is, and now you've gotten a little information, so you could say, well, I have a few questions. Is it okay to talk to you? And then you go into number 3 there. So the super simple question that she's referring to, I don't even remember what it is, but basically the super simple question would have to do with, what is it that's important to them right now that they're working on? I would put that in there for the super simple question is, what are you working on right now, or what are you focusing on right now, either in your personal life or your professional life, if you want to go that route. Use your intuition. Because for you, Mary, somebody could be having all kinds of issues with their kids, and you know a lot about that. So you might be able to use that as a rapport builder and mm-hmm. then see where they are in terms of writing and blogging and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or having a session with them where their message might include the challenges that they're facing, because it's part of their soul purpose path,
Right.
So I'm still in step number 3, establish rapport. And then after you get an idea about what's either troubling them or that makes them excited about this, then you want to enhance the vision of what they would like to have instead, which is exactly the same thing as what we did in the client enrollment work,
mm-hmm.
where it's magic wand, and why is that important to you, and what would it feel like if you had it, that sort of thing. Is everybody with me, or am I kind
uh-huh.
of, I'm not saying too much, it's making sense?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's go to her page number 3 about the extending an invitation. Let me just read what she says here again to refresh her usage of the words. Yes, this is where you're making your offer, and it's exactly the same part of our enrollment process where you say, I believe I understand what you're needing. You're saying to me that if you had this and if you could do that and if you were able to then do this, that you would have what you want right now. Did I hear you correctly? Yes, you've got it exactly. Well, I actually have a program. I actually have a package. I actually have a service that is exactly for people like you. And then you just use what we've learned in the enrollment process. And you make your offer. And I'm going to say it again. The thing about objections, and this is something new that I haven't quite put to you this way. The thing about objections is that which they are saying is stopping them is exactly the opportunity for you to stand as the expert who cares about them. It is the opportunity for you to stand as the expert who cares for them. Where you care so much that you're not going to give up on them the way they're giving up on themselves. Right?
Right.
Uh-huh. So from now on, what I'd like you to think in your mind when you hear an objection is instead of quitting, you know, like Suzanne's cycle of quitting, instead of quitting and giving up, instead you take the attitude of, okay, here is where my work really starts. Even if it's for you, Barb, with copywriting, there is something that is important about the importance, there's something important about copywriting and being compliant and therefore being free to roam the internet and the world that has to have a feeling of pride for you.
Yes.
And service.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard a power in your voice, and I think Mary did too, when you started talking about how this guy was talking about things that had legal implications, and if he doesn't want me, then, you know, good luck, goodbye.
Yep.
Did you hear that power in her, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So that's exactly the kind of self-worth of your services, Barb, that we're talking about. Can you relate to what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep.
So I really would love for you both to realize that when you hit resistance from them, for you to remember two things. Number one, that selling is you transferring an excitement and an inspiration for them to have what they say they want. That sales is a process where you get to transfer to them the excitement and the inspiration of what it is they say they want. And so you keep going back to that ideal vision. And you keep going back to, well, if money wasn't an issue, is this something that you would want? And find out what's the inspiration for them, really. Is this making sense, guys?
Yes.
Okay. So that's number one. That as soon as you notice that resistance, you go into that gear. It's the same thing as when you're driving a car, you see a green light, you see a red light, you see a yellow light. If you get that yellow light, or rather, if you see that if you hear a resistance, that is your green light for you to put your foot on the gas pedal and keep going. So the second thing is to what I said before, that objections are their cry for you to help them get out of their own way, is for you to help them show them that this is exactly how they're robbing themselves of what they say they want. You know, I know people that paid for coaches with their rent check. You know, the money that they had put aside for rent, they gave it to their coach, and then they flourished into six-figure businesses because it was the right coach for them. But I'm just saying that And there are lots of other stories that I have, you know, of people, coaches who are now successful coaches, and where they, you know, were X number of thousands of dollars in debt, and they got another credit card and got more into debt for this one last coach that blew this lid off of their success, and they're fine now, and they were able to pay off all that credit card debt within a year, kind of thing. You know, so it's, we have to remember these stories, and all our job is to realize that an objection is how they're choking themselves. If you, I mean, I'll use that metaphor,
mm-hmm.
and you're there to give them CPR.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I mean, I've never used that metaphor before, so somebody in here must relate to that kind of metaphor for me to come up with it.
Mm.
So those two things are now going to be your new best friends in addition to your other best friend. Remember what your other best friend was from last time?
Asking questions.
Gold star to my Barb, my precious Barb, gold star. Asking questions is your best friend. Now you have two other best friends. You got a whole tribe over here. One is that as soon as you hear and feel that resistance, that is your green light to keep going and to recognize that that's their cry for help. The very thing that they are telling you is in their way. Now, if they tell you that they have to get approval from the head of the Treasury Department of their company, then, you know, it might be worthwhile to arrange a conversation with you and that Treasury Department head and this person, you know, similar to talking to one's significant other. But the key is to have the person who's going to talk to the head of the Treasury be very enrolled and know that this is what's good for their company, just like somebody who has to discuss it with their significant other has to already want this so much that they're not waiting for their spouse to make their decision. They've already made their decision. They're going to their spouse saying, I want this. This is important for me. I see the value of it. I want this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
And then again, for the fifth time, your other best friend is, as soon as you notice those objections, that resistance, know that this is the opportunity for you to really take a stand for them and to transfer the excitement and the inspiration back to them through this sale of them getting what it is they want. It's like you're blasting them, you're sending them an infusion, you're sending them a transmission of your grace. You know, my transmissions of grace, you're sending a transmission of your grace of encouragement, inspiration, commitment to their dream. So does that help to look at it that way?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like these? Is this kind of putting a little bit of a hole in that brick wall called objections?
Yes.
I think so, yes. It sort of is the... more about the reason that's behind it. I mean, we always knew what the reason was behind it, but these metaphors are very helpful.
And this is still in the under the classification of mindset. You know, this is a belief.
Right.
You're
mm-hmm.
believing that your selling is a transfusion of excitement and inspiration and encouragement for them to really grab what they want. And the same thing when you look at it as objections as an opportunity to really stand and show yourself as the expert who is not going to bail out on their dream, even though they are, or so it seems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let me see where I want to go next here. Just let me look through my notes. So we have referred back to Linda's scripting, And you know that what's next for both of you is to continue with your interviewing questions, where you're listening not only for a possible sale and being very discreet and very gentle in letting them know that at the end or somewhere towards the end, you could say that this was an interview for me to be doing some field research. However, I did hear you say such and such, and I want you to know that I actually do have something that might help. Is it okay if we talk about this at the end? So you know that you have that script to add, right?
Right,
yeah.
Excuse me. And then you're going to be looking through your business cards and your contacts on Facebook and people that you know that are in your email list, where you're calling to find out how they are and what their main focuses are right now, what their passion projects are. And you can, you know, wind your way through Linda's script so that you're able to see how to find out what their challenge is, and in this project, are they more concerned about this or about that? That's a script that I know that she gave me. I don't see it in these two documents, but that is definitely one set of wording options that I remember she taught me, where you're talking to your person who is, you're looking to find out what is it that they're focusing on, and in that, is it this or that? It's not just, I'm focusing on building a new website. And you don't just leave it at that. You want to break it down into a this or that so that you're able to get more of an in-depth understanding of what's really important to them or what's really challenging them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barb, does that make sense?
Yes.
So if in your notes and also when you listen back to that, the wording that I gave earlier, I'm going to repeat myself, was in terms of your business or whatever you want to fill in there, in terms of your fill in the blank, what is more of concern to you, this or that? All right, that's clear, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And could you give an example of what those, how that might go?
Yeah. So let's say you're talking to somebody who is wanting to get more clients. So what you could say to them is, when it comes to your business, are you more concerned about getting more clients or having a full, let me think this through. Hang on a second. When it comes to your business, are you more concerned? Okay, this is the way I'll word it. When it comes to wanting more clients, are you more concerned about not knowing what to offer them or having trouble with the sales conversation of enrollment? So both of those things have to do with getting more clients. If a person doesn't know what their offers are, what the value of their offers are, then that's going to be a problem in them getting more clients, right?
Right, right.
And maybe they're clear about their offers, but they're lousy or they need more help or they need more support with the enrollment process. So if you know that that's what their weakness is, then you would go in that direction. If it's more that they don't know what their offers are, then you would go in that direction. That's why the this or that is important. So it gives you a kind of a bit of a pathway to go next, so you're really speaking to them and their needs.
Yep.
Okay, so the focus of calling, I think we've got that down now. Would you say that you feel good about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with regards to an email campaign, I would say for you to send out invitations where you keep in mind, as I said last time, the structure that Linda offers. Just look over both of those documents. You now have two documents, right, Mary?
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And see how you want to put together your emails where you are offering them value of some sort of tip, some sort of did you know, that kind of thing, or this is something I think you might want to know, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you could say, you know, in your own business, do you have these kinds of concerns? Now, we've done that many times before in terms of making a list of are these some of the questions you have or are these some of the concerns you've had. You've done that in your email campaign from our last course. But now, you know, maybe if you have more insight into your niche, into the people that are receiving your newsletters, maybe you can do a this or a that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
And in this time, what I would like you to add in your email is that you have a special program or a special service package that you would like to share with them information about. And to reply to this email. Since unless you have a, if you don't have a questionnaire or an application form, then I would say that you could just say to reply to this email and we'll set up a time. Or here's my electronic calendar and we'll talk about it. Just simply reply to this email that you're interested as well as go ahead to my electronic calendar. Whatever flows easily, you know, I've done both where you could have them email you back with what their concern is or what's really on their mind or what big change they want to make. You could invite them to state what is one of their big challenges right now. I have a program, a service package that I want to talk to you about that accomplishes this, this, and this. You always want to put the results, the outcome in there. If you're interested, why don't you email me back with what your concern is in these areas, as well as put a, here's my electronic calendar and put a appointment in place. I mean, I'm throwing a lot of different versions so that you can pick which of those versions fits with the different kinds of people that you have. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can tell I'm kind of brainstorming here because I'm trying to think of as many different tracks that you can go down at the same time where you're reaching people at different levels of knowledge of you, readiness of you to be their hired resource. And these things that I've just rattled out will give you a couple of ideas of how to open up conversation with any type of classification of contact. Does that make sense to you on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Does that help, Barb? Do you feel a little more comfortable with that?
I think so. But the
when
minute
you say, let me just tell you something. When you say, I think so, that immediately tells me that I have to help. I have to bring more information to you. So tell me what it is that is not quite gelling for you. I'd love to fill in the blank.
I have a service package for you. You know, boom, there's the pitch. You know, you've been holding your breath. It's been all nice and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, there's the ulterior motive. They got a package.
Okay, Barb, You cannot think that way. That is projection. When you go back to Suzanne Evans's cycle of quitting, that is called projection. It is, if you, why don't you both open up her document? Do you both have it open there?
Yep.
Yes.
I have a print of it.
So it goes from second guessing, which might be that person waiting for the next shoe to drop by your paradigm, Barb.
Yep. Yep.
And there it is, fear and blame right there. Fear that they're going to be overtaken by a sleazy salesperson. Blame that they're in this conversation at all. Well, you have to stop thinking that way, Barb. There is no way that you can win as an entrepreneur if that's how you regard sales. The way, and I'm glad that you brought it up because this is exactly what we have to work through. What I said earlier was sales is an opportunity for you to inspire, infuse in them the excitement of them getting what it is they want. If they get all bent out of shape over you having an offer, then you should never have been speaking to them to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why you open up, can I talk to you? When it comes to your business, what's more of concern to you, this or that? What would it be like if you had what you want? What would it be like if money were not an issue? Well, I have an offer for you. I have something that I think would help. May I share it with you? It's a yes or a no. End of story, pick and go to the next person. You see?
Yep, yep, yep.
But you know, honestly, Barb, there's no, I'm going to just really be clear about this, and I'm not being demeaning to you. I'm really stating the facts. If you are not going to change your self-image as someone who has something that somebody needs, if you can't own that and be happy that you have that for those people, you will never have a business.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I remember, this is a story that just got plopped into my mind. I was, I don't know, junior high or something like that. And I was, you know, in phys ed, we were playing volleyball or something like that. And I'm telling you, those volleyballs coming at me for me to do what you're supposed to do with your hands scared the living daylights out of me. It just, even as those balls were coming, all I could think of was pain. And I just stood there, and I would move my body, so I never made contact with that ball. And somebody came over to me, and they said, "Why are you here?" And that was such a good question, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't want to be here." And I don't remember what happened after that, but clearly I had to either change or fail phys ed when it came to volleyball. So does that make my point?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I would suggest that you sit down and do a parts conversation with that part that is so traumatized. I have great compassion for that part of you that is so traumatized at the thought of selling, and work it out where you can somehow get to the place that you feel proud of yourself, that you have something to offer that somebody needs.
Yes, yes.
So, tell me how you feel about what I've said.
obviously it is something that I struggle with, and you and I stopped using the S word for a while. Because I'm eager to serve, and that's what I've done for 35 years. It is a real struggle, and it may be the determining factor of whether I continue or not.
Yes. Now, the way that you can keep nurturing this and just keep working through this is understanding what your mission is. Now, you listened to the Lisa Bloom series, both of you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So she says it in her own way. Ted McGrath said it in his way. I said it in my way, where there is, in my view, the sacred wound is you have these life experiences that make you a certain kind of person. And as you transform yourself, you then become the master to help other people with that same issue. Mm-hmm. When you talk about story, or you talk about identifying one's mission that they're all fired up and passionate about, it's because something has happened in your life where you have gotten excited to be able to offer something, some kind of transformation, some sort of answer, some sort of safe haven for a person, some sort of doorway that a person can walk through and be who they truly are and express what they're really here to do. Right?
Right.
Right. Right.
And so that's what you need to find out. And I would suggest that the two of you listen back. Do you have access to her replays?
No.
No.
They're gone?
They're gone.
Did you take good notes?
Yes.
Barb, did you?
How long ago did we work with her stuff?
Last week.
Last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
So the answer that both of you, I would like you both to do, this is going to amp up your motivation. This is going to amp up your sense of mission. It's going to amp up your ability to stand when they object, because you have this insight and this insider information, which is that they want help. If they are talking to you other than an interview, and they agreed to talk with you, somewhere, somehow, they want information and help. So my homework assignment in terms of home play is for you to go back and identify the moment that you decided you wanted to go into business. And to write out all the reasons why you are in business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember that.
And making money isn't enough. Making money is a beginning to, is a pathway to an end. I'd like you to write out what that end is. It's typically financial freedom and self-love and self-respect and all those kinds of things. I think that would be a really good exercise for both of you. Do you like that exercise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go back to the moment. Pardon?
Clarity.
Yeah. Well, it's clarity, but it's self-embracing.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-embracing what your soul has been, the soul journey that you've been on. Your soul purpose path that you've been on, you know, what has formed your path as a business owner, you know, is to go back to that moment and to decide and to investigate, go deep within yourself as to why did I choose to go into business. That's question number one. Why did I choose to go into business? And question number two is, what is my mission here in this business? And sit with yourself and journal, both of you, what is my mission in this business? It's to make money. It's to have profit. It's to have respect. It's to show my significant other that I can do it. It's for me to feel like I'm helping people, and on and on and on like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does you like those two exercises?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what I would like you guys to do is every day do something that is absolutely going to your goal.
Oh, yeah.
Of our famous completion project, Whoopla.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to write in the Facebook group, this is an accountability exercise now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's for you to write in the Facebook group every day before you go to sleep what you did that day towards your magical outcome that you are so committed to. You like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Accountability.
Yep.
Every day, write what you did. And you might have lots of things that you did. That's great. Write what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions, if you need anything, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me in the Facebook group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to scram and do my interview.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. You will be
Thank
brilliant.
You. Thank you. So I'm going to say how much I love you, which I do, how much I'm proud of you, which I am, and we'll get these replays up to you sometime tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Ladies. You're
Bye.
Welcome.
Bye.